Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Recently, I heard a fellow talking about what he called the New Year's blues. It happens in the first couple months or so in the year when the weather is not very good. It's unpredictable. There's a lot of colds and flu going around. People are tired. There's really not a whole lot to look forward to except spring, which is somewhere in the future. And with all that going on, people can get tired. They get very, very tired. In fact, I've seen that myself, that for my wife and I and almost everybody I know, when you ask them how they are, the response from virtually everybody is, I'm tired. And part of that tiredness is that we're just feeling that we're overwhelmed, that we're not progressing anywhere, because we've basically been in sort of the doldrums ever since the beginning of the new year. It's unfortunate, but quite honestly, it's true. So today I want to encourage everybody that this is temporary, that it's going to change, and we have coming to us very shortly now the newness of spring. Flowers will be blooming, birds will be singing, and before too long, your days will be warmer and brighter, and summer will be upon us. But as appealing as it may sound to have all of that good change taking place around us, we need to remember that as Christians, we have a source of hope, of peace and joy and encouragement and love that is always there for us, even when things are their darkest. We have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that relationship with Him should give us some very positive and hopeful attitudes about life, about our families, about our jobs, about everything that we are seeing and we are part of. Jesus said that He came to this earth so that we could have life and we could experience it in all of its fullness and all of its goodness. It's never part of His plan that we would feel distant from Him or that we would feel alone or forgotten or worried about the things that are happening around us that makes us depressed or losing sleep. That was never God's plan for us. Jesus came that we might have life and that we would enjoy all of God's goodness and all of God's blessing for it. And He has that for us even when we're feeling down and tired and worn out. Listen to what 1 Corinthians 5:17 says. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. And I know for many people they've heard that so many times that they don't really grasp onto it when they need to. But today I'm encouraging you to grab onto that verse and understand it and get a hold of it one more time, because God has created in you something brand new. And that newness in you is new every morning, and God has a wonderful and exciting day, week, month, and season ahead of you. No matter what is happening around you, God can give you joy. I want to read you a poem called Who You Are. It is a very powerful reminder of how God sees us, of what He says about us in His Word, the promises He's given us, and the place we have in our relationship with Him. I think it will encourage you. You are not forgotten. You will never be left behind. You are chosen. You are dearly loved. You are not an orphan. You are not alone. You are a child of God. He knows your name. You are His. You are not unwanted. You are not powerless. You are who He says you are, and you are not defeated. You are made new. You have what He says you have. You can be and do what He says you can be and do, and you are not a victim. You are Christ's victorious possession. You walk side by side with the King. You are a loved daughter of the King. You are a loved son of the Most High. You are a trophy of His grace. You are the loved son or daughter of a perfect Father. You are His light shining like a city on a hill, bringing Him glory as long as you grow up to be like Him. That list reminds us of who we are and what this relationship with God is like. And the times when we're feeling down or tired or worthless or have no hope in the future, we need to remember those promises that are there in God's Word for us. He will always be there right beside each one of us every single day, no matter what we're feeling, no matter what's happening. So be encouraged, my friends. If you're going through the New Year's blues, Hang on to God's promises. He will pull you through because, you know, there's good things happening and spring is coming. And God loves you a whole bunch. Have a great day, my friends. We will talk again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.